organization known as Deagle, which predicts historically population growth, is predicting a mass population decline between now and 2025. Not 2030, not 2050, 2025, just around the corner. They are predicting, staggeringly, a population decline, a population drop of 77% in the UK and 68% in the USA, and approximately 34 to 35% in Australia and New Zealand. There's no explanation for these figures, and Deagle are not known for their conspiracy theories. So where are our mainstream media organizations? Where is Reuters? Where is the Associated Press? Where is Channel 10, Channel 9, The 7 Network, SBS, ABC, the BBC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN? Where are you all? Why are you not questioning these figures and trying to explain them to the public? There are American college football teams, kids essentially, who are cancelling the rest of their football season because of a lack of healthy players. We live in a world, whether you live here down under or up in the UK and in Europe or over in the USA, we now live in a world where we are peppered with the sounds of ambulances. Something is going horribly wrong and we can't just see it and hear it with our own senses. We can now read about it on official projected figures. If this is the modeling that our bureaucrats were referring to pre-pandemic, we should be very concerned that not a single so-called elected bureaucrat is giving us any explanation for it.
Pfizer and governments lied, people died. We know now for a fact that the COVID-19 vaccines are not stopping the transmission of the virus. This was a truth known by both Pfizer and the governments. Please watch carefully what the representative of the European Commission answered to one of my questions in the special COVID committee of the European Parliament.
The audit report states that the whole anti-vaccine strategy started from the presumption of using, and I quote, safe and effective vaccines. We see now that these injections are not safe for many people who suffer adverse effects, nor effective, since they do not stop the transmission of the virus, as it was just stated a few days ago in this commission, and they do not provide immunity from getting infected. So the question that I address to you is the following. What can be done to get a refund? In other words, to get the money back from these pharma companies who clearly lied and misled you and us to purchase products that are not doing what they were marketed for. Thank you.
Now, if you want to have a vaccine that prevents transmission, perhaps by luck we could have got it, but it is not there yet. There is work going on in this direction, but it's a completely different design of these vaccines. Just let me assure you on this one.
Watch now what CEO of Pfizer, Mr. Larve Borla, said in a TV interview.
A lot of indications right now that are telling us that there is a protection against transmission of the disease.
Contrary to what Mr. Borla said in the TV interview, in a statement released to the media on October 13, 2022, Pfizer said the following, and I quote, stopping transmission was not the study endpoint. Thus, if the governments and the producers of these vaccines knew that they are not stopping the spread of the virus, why the politicians impose vaccination through the digital green certificate? They all lie to us and they all have to be made accountable. Please share this video so the whole world will know that these injections are not stopping the spread of the virus.
Check it out, guys. We're about to go live.
We're about to go live right here in downtown Miami on NPC land. Nobody minds the blue lights. They have no idea that this light started after 2020, no nothing. Look at it.
Reporting right here, right now.
Rico, downtown Miami.
All I could come up with is this. I decided that releasing fireflies would be my contribution to the environment here this year.
Using compounds that create the glow of a firefly's belly, researchers were able to image cells deep in the brain of this marmoset for over a year. Bioluminescence of fireflies comes from a chemical reaction in their lower abdomens. It's all based on an enzyme and a compound coming together with a little oxygen and ATP. As the reaction goes forward, light is emitted. Now researchers have engineered a modified luciferase-luciferin pair that glows up to 1,400 times brighter.
Luciferase, because it has bioluminescent qualities, which means it can produce a light or has a light source. And all of this would be under your skin and you cannot see it.
Listen, guys, now I'm really worried. This is where I got the shot, the second shot. Look at this. It's glowing. Look at the vein in my hand. It glows. What is in this shit?
Now, the luciferase is an idea because they want to make sure that you're vaccinated. They don't trust medical records. They don't trust you saying that you got vaccinated. They want to make sure, and they want to make sure it was successful.
Nobody minds the blue lights. They have no idea that this light started after 2020, no nothing. Look at it.
Reporting right here, right now.
Rico, downtown Miami.
This UFC fighter left an interviewer speechless when he said this.
My people in Iran, I know you're struggling. I know you're fighting for freedom. I know it's a tough struggle. I want you guys to know we're praying for you and we love you. Let me tell you one more thing. This might be the most important thing you'll ever hear. There is true freedom, a freedom that no one can take from you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Don't ever forget that. If you remember one thing I say, remember that.
If that put a smile on your face, hit subscribe.
Let me show you something interesting here. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, don't be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, this is what's interesting to me, because when Jesus is talking about the destruction of the human being in the place we call hell, he doesn't mention the spirit. He only mentions the fact that God destroys the body and the soul in hell. Why is this? This is because those who are born again of the spirit do not experience the horrors of hell. They don't experience the fullness of the wrath of God. They don't experience punishment in the afterlife. Rather, this is reserved for those who are not of the spirit.
At the end of the first session, people were repenting, throwing their addictions down at the front of the altar.
All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, girl. This is God. This is God. Come on, girl. Come on, girl. Hallelujah. Jesus, man. Come on. Yeah, girl. Come on. Four runners, y'all get busy. We're going to be working here in a minute. Hallelujah.
As you're about to see, true repentance opens the door for deliverance.
Say, Jesus,
Jesus.
We acknowledge your power.
We acknowledge your power.
The power that can change everything.
The power that can change everything.
We know that your Holy Spirit is here.
We know that your Holy Spirit is here.
We ask you right now.
We ask you right now.
To send your Spirit.
Send your Spirit.
And set us free. Say every demonic thing.
One thing you gotta know about the Holy Spirit, he doesn't play well with other spirits. And when you invite him to the party, he starts shutting every other spirit down.
One more. Fuera. Demonio. Fuera. En el nombre de Jesús. you want?
Yeah.
Okay. Watch. Set it free, man. Boom. Off of it. Off of it. Everything. Everything.
And right at the start of the service, Forerunners jumped into action to help people get delivered.
When you felt so worthy, the Lord said, that have been spoken over you from the enemy.
This last video comes from a man named Brandon Costa, who is woken up by a strange noise outside his room. He proceeds to take out his phone and record the strange event, but what he captures leaves him deeply unsettled. Now, according to Brandon, he had played with a Ouija board a few days prior. For this reason, he believes that what he captured that night was paranormal in nature. All in all, this incident has spooked him to his core. This is what he captured. Eerily enough, a face can be seen peeking at Brandon before disappearing from sight. But, scariest of all, the bedroom door suddenly closes on its own. Given that Brandon had played with the Ouija board before this, viewers aren't surprised that this happened. But still, what he encountered is downright terrifying. Yet the question is still begged, who or what was this? Now that's creepy.
Mel Gibson and Jim Caviezel, The Passion of the Christ. Mel Gibson directed that movie. Jim Caviezel starred as our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I haven't seen the movie in its entirety. I know it's very gruesome. I don't know if it's biblically accurate. Here's Mel Gibson seen on a movie poster. That sword is darkening one of his eyes for one-eye symbolism. He's doing the slam dunk version of the Eye of Horus, where he darkens one eye, covers half his face for one eye symbolism. Looks like he's hiding his hand in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. Jim Caviezel is darkening one eye utterly. He's doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, the gesture not of Jesus Christ in enlightenment, the opposite of that. And like last video, he seems to have a lamb over his shoulders. Right, Jesus was the sacrificial lamb, the perfect lamb of God, the spotless, without blemish lamb that sacrificed himself on the cross for us so we can go to heaven, so we can be redeemed. Brothers and sisters, use your discretion and discernment in this world. God bless you.
The Call of Jesus Group. Hello, everybody.
Yes.
And we all just prayed, and we're all going to go to the streets of Lawrence. We are going to pray for people. We're going to preach the gospel.
Yep.
And God's going to do many wonderful miracles through us right now, right in now. Jesus' name. This is going to be a blast. So, Carol, just command the pain to go.
I command this pain to go.
Wow.
Thank you!
Wow, that's crazy. That's
sexy. What up, Hank? Honestly, right?
No, I'm being honest.
Yeah, pretty cool. Isn't that cool? That's Jesus Christ.
All gone?
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yeah. Give him the glory.
Oh, my God.
Praise the Lord. So where's the pain now?
Gone.
Gone.
Gone. Unbelievable.
So, yeah, that's Jesus Christ, and he just loves you.
I command all the pain in that back to go right now. I command the infirmity to leave, the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the nerves to line up, be healed right now. Check it out.
Yeah, that's weird, bro.
I command all the pain in Gabriel's neck to leave right now, that infirmity to leave, 100% free, all pain go right now. Now, Gabriel, check out your neck. How is it?
It's not there.
All gone.
Command all that pain that's in his shoulder to be gone right now in your name. All the pain to just leave his body. Let him be agile, free of pain right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Check it out.
Pain go. Now, loosen up and leave.
Thank you, Lord, for the healing entering him right now, taking care of the pain in his back, stomach, and anywhere else there's any pain. Thank you for healing him, Father, in Jesus' name. I pray you restore his soul.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes. Check out your back.
Yeah.
It's still sore or not?
No.
It went away.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's Jesus Christ.
You guys are scared me now.
Yeah. Hi, Peter. Hi, Camilla. It's Larry and Leslie from Boston, but we're actually in Maine today. But we wanted to connect with you and just say thank you for coming out a couple years ago.
Yes, thank you so much. It's been amazing a couple of years, and God has been doing something so wonderful. We started a group here in Boston, and it's been amazing. And we've been going out in the streets and seeing the Lord just work through people's lives, and it's a wonderful thing.
Yes, it is. And you two have made a difference over here in Boston. And like Leslie said, we started a group. We're out in the streets, and the Lord is working with us and through us, through His Holy Spirit. And people are growing spiritually. People are growing in signs and wonders. And we are going to just continue.
Sounds like right here.
I command all the pain in this shoulder to go right now. I command the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the nerves to line up, to loosen, and the infirmity in this shoulder to go right now. Full moment, full motion, with no pain, right now. Check it out.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it doesn't feel tight. I mean, like, yeah, that, yeah.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
This happens all the time.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah.
He's freaking out because... I command all the pain in this back to go right now. This infirmity leave now. The muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the nerves to line up. All pain in this back now, full motion, without any pain, right now. All pain go in Jesus' name.
Oh, man.
So watch this. I command all the pain in Victor's foot to leave right now. I command the infirmity to go. I command the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments, the nerves to line up. Foot to be healed now. All pain go. Right now. Now Victor, as strange as that might seem, check out.
What the? I don't feel like that much anymore. Mm-hmm.
Try walking, like, find the pain.
Yeah.
Be honest.
It's better.
Now, while that's happening, let me ask you a question. Do you have any idea what that might be? Probably not. Mm-hmm. It's just that my wife and I, we're Christians. We believe in Jesus Christ. We love him so much. We
give our lives to him.
Oh, really? Oh, that's cool, yeah. So you following the Lord at all, or?
Well, kind of, but yeah, yeah. My mom's a priest and I was just...
Oh, really, yeah. Well, he's calling you.
Take me to your own.